listening to Twilight Football here on FNR Football Nation Radio.
Hello, Nick.
It's just Nick and Ed now. Josh has just ducked out for
a
second.
Look at all the space I have now.
Yeah, you can just go, whoosh, yeah, just whack.
Chuck your guesses in the Twitch chat of where Josh went.
So just having a look at some of the Twitch sort of ones we didn't mention before. Tom8678, hello to you. Nick, I went to the game yesterday to shout ball just for you. I appreciate that. It's been almost a month now since we've been able to go to a sporting event here in Melbourne because of COVID. Well, as a spectator, that is, because I've been able to go to a couple behind closed doors game for work.
Must be very nice.
Isn't that
a dream? Dream come true?
It's very, very eerie. Lockie Flanagan's letting us know he's watching. we've got... Sardine. Nick, why don't you invite Josh Ned? I already mentioned that one. FM Scrolls. Also conflicted with the Finns' first ever Euros match. Goal and win under the circumstances. Hope to celebrate properly against Russia. I totally understand that.
Wouldn't that be fantastic for Finland to beat Russia?
Yeah, well, if they win, they're basically through.
And the fact that Russia's been trying to take over Finland for, what, 80 years?
Probably longer.
Look at the Finns just standing there with their spears. Just going, you know what? You're not getting in. You're not getting in. Tom saying that Josh went off to lunch. Of course it is. It's 6:43 in the evening.
So it's actually breakfast for him. He's only been up for a few hours.
it is breakfast for Josh. Sardine saying, is it a one or two? Oh, I see. Neither.
What's a one or two?
I'll let you figure that one out after the show.
After the show? I've totally forgotten.
Or whenever you want to.
I've just had a
conversation. I said to the Twitch, where is Josh gone? And I've had
a very, very long day. Unlike Josh, who woke up a few hours ago. anyways, big few days. We said the Euros, everything else going on.
Yeah.
A lot of big tournaments happening around the world. The one tournament I can't believe is actually happening, despite their COVID crisis, the Copa America. This is now the third different country that's taken up the hosting rights because of COVID.
Where are they now? Brazil.
Brazil. So it went from Colombia to Argentina to now Brazil, and they have no fans at any of the games.
So weird.
And it's just completely barren. I believe Brazil won the opening game.
They did.
Against Venezuela, who had, like, I think 13 players test positive or in quarantine for COVID, which is basically an asterisk. Argentina drew this morning. And
after a Lionel Messi free kick.
Apparently they had an absolute belter.
They had about 10 players in the wall.
Yeah, well, I've just been reminded that it was an absolute belter.
Yeah.
And also as well, I think the other game this morning as well ended in a 3-1 win to Paraguay and also Colombia with a 1-0 win against Ecuador. So it's all happening over in the Copa America at the moment. Really, I guess it's a smorgasbord for us here that we can get up and, you know, watch the Euros and then watch Copa America. What else are you going
to
be doing?
It's a bloody great time to be a football fan in Australia.
Just in Australia.
Nowhere else.
Just here because just as well, A-League finals as well over the last weekend. And I don't know if you watched too much of the A-League over the weekend. We had two elimination finals. Our boy Sardine in the chat must be absolutely buzzing because MacArthur are into the semi-final.
Sardine's pumping. He's pumping in this in the Twitch chat.
And also he is, yeah.
The Twitch versus WhatsApp chat that has just been set up, which you can subscribe. You can join at the behest of probably Mooks or Aussie Hairs if you ask them.
We've just had
a new member.
Slimy Sausage ask AU2
Who's
Sexy
Slimy
Beast.
Sausage?
I don't know.
Do we know who that is?
No, I don't.
Hey, you two sexy beasts. Thanks.
Thanks, man. That is the nicest thing I've heard today. Yes, Sardine Wu, because MacArthur did win. They'll play Melbourne City on Sunday. Now, there's a bit of an interesting sort of this dilemma going on there with Melbourne City, right? So they've got a home final. But the state government have said no fans at any of the games this weekend. They even told the AFL no fans. You tell the AFL no fans, that's a big statement.
Someone's getting...
Because, you know, I've been reading The Boys Club, and if you've been reading The Boys Club as well, then you'd know sort of what goes on.
Or if you just understand the cultural zeitgeist of Melbourne, you know, chances are probably a decision is being made by a rich white man.
Yeah.
That's going to affect you.
So the A-League, Melbourne City put out a statement today saying they're hoping to get fans in. They're going to do everything they can to make sure fans are in. They deserve it. Because if that game got moved to Sydney, that wouldn't be very fair.
It wouldn't be fair.
No, it wouldn't be fair because MacArthur's the away team and they get a home final.
Not home.
Yes, home.
MacArthur's from the North Shore.
They're from the South, Southwest Sydney.
Oh, sorry. Their NPL side is from the North Shore.
The North Shore, yes. Yeah. Yeah, Ed.
Got your beauty there, didn't I? Shout out to Chris Carulli.
We've got Sardine goes, he saves to the left, he saves to the right. Federici saves them all night. Well, the question is, will he be saving the shots from Craig Noone, who will be actually a future teammate of Adam Federici because he's signing for MacArthur as well. So MacArthur's basically becoming like the Brooklyn Nets and signing everybody at the moment in the A-League.
Yeah, and then they're all getting injured.
Yeah.
Shout outs. Slimy Sausage saying, I'm in Sydney. Usually watch Be Real.
A bit scared now.
Have we seen this man before?
Man.
A woman, woman? Sorry, have we? Sydney.
Is this Chris Caroli?
Is this Vince Regari?
Reece Hawker?
No, Reece Hawker's back in Melbourne.
I thought maybe he was still steaming in Newcastle.
Reece man's back, and surprise, surprise, the Yabby stealing is up 200% from last month in Avoca.
Well, I saw Athos over the weekend. He told me that he got a call the other day, and it was like this anonymous tip. And the anonymous tip was we have the Avoca Yabbies have been going missing again. Mm. I look like Zorro. So look like Zorro.
Who does? You?
Slimy Sausage.
I look like Zorro.
Who did we say looked like Zorro? There's someone that I remember we said we looked like Zorro.
I can't remember.
Why are you giving me your phone?
It's time.
It's time? All right, yeah. It's time. Hold on. Hold on.
Right,
I'll
fill. I'll fill.
Okay.
Fill.
Okay. I need to play the music, man. Play the music.
Yeah, it's all right.
You're throwing me off right now, man.
I'll fill. It's a nice surprise for the people in the chat. Is it? No, Sardine is. Who is Zorro?
I want to know. That's the prize for today. Yeah. You find out who Zorro is, or you reveal yourself, and then we'll be... I'm actually quite thrown off by this now.
Well, let's do what we always do when we have to fill time, and we do some football admin. Let's go to Flash Score and talk about some rogue games that are going on.
Mm.
All right, so let's engage with the Twitch a little bit more. Who are we expecting to win the Euros? What's everyone's predictions? Who are you inclined to be supporting? I am not exactly sure who I'm supporting, actually. I could go either way. I could go England. I could go... France, maybe. I could go Finland. I used to have a close friend back in the day who was from Finland, Lucas Kempainen. Sardine saying that Belgium. Lockie Flanagan saying France is locked in to win. That would be interesting. Les Blues. And Sardine predicting Belgium but supporting Denmark. FM Scroll saying Sumi. And Slimy Sausage saying, Zorro had a sword and wore a mask.
Brianna, sorry I couldn't answer your call. Leave your name and the number and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
There's no Athos to Arthur today.
There's no Athos to Arthur, even though he agreed to it.
The great news is he's changed his voicemail.
He has changed his voicemail.
It's not, hello, this is Athos.
Hello. Yeah. This is Athos.
That's more Lockie.
You've called the Pyrenees Advocate. If this is relating to the Abbey stealing... I know nothing about it. I know nothing. Please don't call me again. Bye.
So we've got, I'm supporting Netherlands due to heritage. Okay, that's a fair point.
Yep.
It's like I'm supporting Italy due to heritage. So you don't know who you're going to go for. I reckon you get behind Finland.
You reckon so?
Yeah.
The Finns. Don't know any of their players, though.
Timu Pukki.
Did you say Timu?
What is it?
What do you say?
Timu Pukki. Timu. Timu Pukki. Is it? Timu? Where's our FM scroll? Is it Timu?
It's definitely not Timo, because he said if you say Timo, he'll come and chop your legs off.
Timo Werner. Timo Pukki. It's Timo. Timo Pukki. Yeah. Has to be. Yeah. And so as we were talking about before with the A-League semi-final, Sardine, I'm actually curious to hear your thoughts, you know, on the weekend, because it was quite exciting. I mean, you went down to 10 men and you got the job done, right?
You were on the road
and you won. Both home teams actually went out. Brisbane lost, you know, Mariners lost. Bit of party pooper going on.
This is why I hate the finals, right?
Yeah.
This is why I hate the finals. I had somebody message me who's not a big A-League supporter, but naturally because the game was at a decent time and it made, I don't know, Channel 7's 11 p.m. news, he knew what was going on. And he said, wow, Central Coast losing in the finals. They fluffed their lines. They had a really bad season, didn't they? No champion. They had a great season.
They had a great season.
They probably had... one of the best seasons the A-League has ever seen, coming from where they were.
But then,
because they lose in the finals, everyone says, oh, bad season, oh, they didn't win the championship. Oh.
So what you're trying to say is...
So what you're trying to say is
the Miami Heat's also had a good season, but because they got swept in the first round, they've had a bad season.
They're also a sixth seed.
Ed, don't do this to me, man.
This is about... I like the NBA playoffs, the best things in the world.
It is the best thing
Literally
in the world.
The best things
Except
in the world.
Except that your team's also going to join us in Cancun in a matter of
they
days.
They will not be doing that. But tell me... come a little
Sorry, maybe
to
not
me,
maybe
way.
Maybe not Cancun. Maybe instead you'll be going to Guadalajara. Which is very close to Mexico, or going to the Bahamas or something.
If you're in... Utah is not a very attractive city to live in.
It's in Salt Lake City, no. It's very...
nice mountains.
It's very snowy. You go for the skiing... but you don't go necessarily for the tourism, unless you're a big fan of skiing. Winter Olympics, that sort of stuff.
Sure.
I'd go to Salt Lake City.
Would you?
Yeah. If I could.
A big Mormon community there.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. That's what it's known for.
I had no idea. I thought they were just known for...
Also racist, apparently.
Yeah, that's known.
That's known
that's
quite
very,
well.
Very well known.
I started supporting the Jazz, and I boasted about supporting the Jazz, and then I found out that the Jazz are known as quite racist fans, and I...
So why didn't you change teams?
Well, I rethought myself, and I thought, you know what? The Jazz organization is not inherently racist. Just the people that support it sometimes. Not all Jazz fans.
Well,
but...
You know,
they have a reputation.
We just got FM Scrolls giving us how to actually say Timu or Timbuki. It's
you're saying
Tirmu.
Tirmu.
Tirmu Puki.
Tirmu Puki.
It was, you know how a few weeks ago we were looking at the Euro squads and there was that guy, you were trying to get us to do the pronunciation quiz with FM Scrolls.
Mm.
And we did the pronunciation, there was the guy in the team called Daniel O'Shaughnessy, right?
Yeah.
He was actually in the starting lineup on Saturday. And when I was watching the mini match, I actually started laughing. I'm like, ah, that's the guy that I used as a cop out. So Ed didn't, you know, win. O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shaughnessy.
Money.
It's probably O'Shaughnessy. Slimy Sausage, who we still don't know who he is or who she is, saying Viacom, CBS, and Channel 10 have. Me so enthused, they are the best.
We need to find out.
That's a very weird thing to say at this point in the show.
We need to find out who Slimy Sausage is. Like, this is really...
Slimy? Slimy Sausage?
Slimy Sausage?
Chrissy Carulli Sausage?
Drop your name, Slimy Sausage, or slide into Ed's DMs and tell us who you are, because we'd like to find out who these people are.
I would. Before we wrap up... I mean, we've still got a little bit of time to go, but what have we got coming up in the next 6 minutes? We've got something very exciting.
Yep, so we've got the inaugural episode of Paco Radio.
Paco Radio.
Pasco Vale Club Show here on FNR, the first episode, myself and President Lou Toner.
Yep.
Jumping on the show, so you can tune in via the Pasco Vale FC Facebook page or join us here on Twitch. Stay on the Twitch, you know, if you guys are watching now or...
Stick around.
Yep, or if you happen to be riding your bike, tune into the FNR app.
I'm actually thinking of buying a bike.
Yeah. But why haven't you yet? There's a bike store across the road.
There's a few different things I want to be buying. So there's a coffee grinder. I've lined up about, it's expensive, it's about $450.
There's a lot of money.
Racing simulator, about $300. Me and Lockie are going to buy one, buy two, race against each other.
Well, like Daytona 500, like
yeah,
one of those things.
Pretty much.
They are they
not
are the
in the same
fun.
Room online.
That is actually pretty cool.
It's you
now
should,
I want to buy
you
one.
Should get one, mate.
How much are they?
$300 for a wheel and pedals.
Really?
So sick.
So a wheel sick. Is in like...
A proper wheel with buttons, with buttons and flappy paddles.
Wow.
Logitech G29.
Is there like a team radio as well and you get to speak to...
Just go on Discord.
Yeah.
Then I want to get the bike.
The bike?
Yeah. But then I also need to go to the dentist and get some fillings.
I think dentist comes first.
Kind of has to, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's your health.
I am with HCF though, so...
All right, big flex guy. HCF.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. That's it. Before we go, Slimmy Sausage says, I'm a he when I don't wear a dress. This is not helpful.
So confused.
I'm very confused. Ed, time for us to say goodbye. Stay tuned in a few minutes' time. Paco Radio. And Ed, you'll be back tomorrow, I believe, around 5
I'll be back at
6 p.m.
8 p.m. with Avenger Radio.
Avenger Radio
in about an hour's time.
With the actual Zorro of Melbourne, Branson Gibson.
Yes.
With the proofreader.
The real Zorro. The proofreader.
That's his nickname from now on in.
Yeah.
We'll be back a little bit later on. But for myself, Victor Bowen, Ed Gooden.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.